Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, folks. We are fortunate to have Bob Bergeron, the head of Crescent Title. He's the president and principal there, and he's going to. You, I don't know if you've led the panel discussion yet.
Sure did.
You did.
Yes.
About what are the lenders saying as we continue our forecast symposium coverage here, and Bob's going to unpack actually what's happening in today's credit environment. So let's start big picture.
Sure.
What's going on there?
What's going on? We were lucky to have four speakers, all from local banks. One from First Horizon, Drew Remsen, Thomas Hogg from Gulf Coast Bank, Percy Manton from Hope Federal Credit Union, and then Richard Ziegler from Bonvenue Bank. So we got to hear a real stratosphere of what's going on in lending overall. What we're seeing is a loosening up, getting better. Interest rates have dropped. On the residential side, you've seen rates get right at the low sixes, and we were at 7.5 just 2 years ago. So that's been a nice drop. We've seen commercial lending get better. For a while, it tightened up, and it seems to be loosening. There's a cautious optimism about where the economy's going. I mean, yes, we have the tariff issues. Yes, we have other issues and things going on. But generally, there's a better sense of where things are going and how to get out of it. This tax bill will offer some incentives to investors to buy real estate and pull with real estate. So that, from the commercial standpoint, is good. And some of the things we're seeing in Louisiana that are always very good to hear about what's going on and some improvement. So we're cautiously optimistic. I wouldn't even say cautiously. I'd say I am optimistic about where things are going.
So if you would, for the benefit of the listening audience, describe the asset classes that we're looking at, right, and how the credit landscape aligns with that.
So you've got the individual house that again, there are all kinds of programs that help people get into a house. I mean, there's no reason why someone shouldn't be able to get in. At the break, you and I were talking. You said your first interest rate was almost 13%, and mine was 12.75%. So we went through that, and now people are complaining about 6. So it's all relative to what you see and look at it. And then there's the multifamily sector, where you're seeing some new developments being developed to attract more people here. We, from a closing standpoint, we've done probably more so in the last 2 years than ever before of parents coming to reunite with their kids. And I say reunite, maybe the daughter went to Tulane, she married a guy from here, but usually it's the guy, the girl went to Tulane, and, the guy can't escape. Right. Meets a local girl, and she's not moving him out. So
not moving north of the I-10.
Exactly. So they live in Chicago, and now they're going to have a place here for 6 months. So they'll buy a condo or somewhere uptown or somewhere around. So that's been good. And then the commercial, you know, if more manufacturing does happen back in the United States, there's going to be a need for more warehouse space. So that's a good thing. And lenders are adapting really well to it.
So what is influencing this rate situation more than anything in your mind?
More than anything in mind is sort of the uncertainty of what's going to go on with the tariffs, what's going to go on with inflation. That's probably the two items that are out there.
And we also know that there's been a number of regulatory changes or proposals that are floating around. Describe those, and how is that impacting the underwriting of these deals and how quick the deals can get done?
Sure. The deals are being underwritten, some out of state, some within the state, which is always good when you have local people. Some of the new tax laws will provide tax incentives to build multifamily housing, lower income housing, so that people will have a place to live. And so there are some projects on the blocks that will positively impact not just the upper end, but really lower income people who need a place to live, a good place to live. So that's been good.
This discussion about the privatization of Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, has that had any impact on the psyche of what's happening out there?
I have not seen it. We did hear one of our speakers earlier talk about how AI is being used a little bit in underwriting, but you're talking about commercial lending. That's got to be, it's good to have a local banker that you can see, you can touch, you can feel, who knows the project, who knows where you're building or where you're trying to renovate or where you're trying to buy. But we have not seen that affected. It's a small portion of Fannie and Freddie, so we've not seen any repercussions from that.
Right. So you guys, as you're closing these real estate deals, right,
yes,
all the time, what are you seeing relative to the efficacy of appraisals? Are they spot on? Are they hitting the market? Well, are they hitting the target? I mean, I know it's very yeah, subjective in many ways, right?
It is. I mean, look, a good appraiser starts with a good real estate agent. At the inception, when you're going to list your house, that agent needs to prep you for what the market is. If you're in multifamily uptown, it's a little bit soft because of the university's putting on campus housing. If you're in Old Metro, if you're in uptown, those markets are still strong. But just because your neighbor's house sold for $350 a square foot doesn't mean your house is going to sell for $350 a square foot. So if you started right there, and then banks do have to work with appraisals, and sometimes you might have to get a second opinion. But again, we've not seen that have much of an issue. Maybe a couple of years ago it was a little bit more, but now I think people have worked together. Again, everybody adapts, and I think realtors, appraisers, lenders have adapted to this environment we're in and seem to work out pretty well.
So you kind of watch this from one degree of separation in many ways.
Sure.
How hard is it to manage the expectation of sellers? You just said, you know, just because your neighbor sold for 3.25 a square foot doesn't mean you're going to get it.
Yeah, and that's probably why I'm not a real estate agent. But when I get to see things, it's sort of like a priest in a confessional sometimes. You get to hear stories, and it's sellers get frustrated when they don't get the price they think their house is worth. Sellers get frustrated when it doesn't appraise. And sometimes sellers really get frustrated when there are more repairs that they didn't realize. They were living in this house thinking everything was perfect until an inspector comes in and finds termites or rotten wood or roof issues and other things. So, again, a good agent helps navigate that, and they make it through.
I find a lot of sellers just choose to ignore the obvious. They stare in the obvious in the face and they walk right around it.
That's very true. I do the same thing in my house.
I mean, yeah, that's a project for another day, right?
That's right. You can wait.
And the worst time to have to do it is when you're trying to sell your home.
It's the worst time. And so they don't do the repairs, and then they expect to get top dollar versus the house where the people keep it up. Or before they sell, they do those finishing touches to make it right.
How much flexibility is there now with creative deals, whether it's a 1031 exchange or otherwise?
So the creative deals are sometimes where somebody maybe doesn't fit quite into a box, but you've got some sellers who have said, look, I'll sell you my house and I'll finance it. And maybe they finance it for 5 or 6%, which is a below market rate, but 5 or 6% is better than they get on their CD in the bank. And the security is that you mortgage the house. We've seen a lot of those. We've seen some bond for deeds. 1031 exchanges where you sell investment property and rather than pay the tax, you roll it into another piece of investment property, which stimulates the economy, gets an agent working, gets a title attorney working.
Are you seeing more bond for deeds? And if you would describe what that is for the listening audience.
A bond for deed is when you, in effect, sell the property, but title doesn't leave your name. So you'll sell your property, but you say, Bob, I don't want to transfer title yet. So we have a contract that gets recorded in the courthouse that I make certain payments, and at a certain period of time, it matures, and I either have to go get traditional financing or somehow buy you out. And if I don't, you have a right to send a 45-day certified letter to have it canceled. So it
are you seeing more of those?
We saw more of those, and they seem to be slowing down because I think lenders have adapted to this market. They've become a little more flexible in certain deals. But we saw more...
In the underwriting.
Okay. More bond for deeds and more owner financing in the last 3 years than we've seen in the last literally 20 years.
Any obvious or potential pitfalls of owner financing out there?
Yeah, the pitfall is that, one, you have to make sure your mortgage is paid off to be able to do that. So not everyone can do it because there's a due on sale clause where the lender can accelerate your loan. And that's sometimes where a bond for deed might come in. And then you want to make sure that person's qualified. If you're lending to someone who's been bankrupt twice and been evicted from apartments, that's not the person you want to finance your house to. But you want somebody, maybe they're self-employed or maybe they had a couple of hiccups in that instance, but they're a good person, they have money to put down. That's a perfect person to finance for.
When you're owner financing like that, who is the best person to talk to when you're assessing the risk? Like you just identified, you know, risk factors, yep. Right, of a potential borrower.
So if you're financing to me, for example, you want a credit report, you want a tax return, and you want a financial statement. You want to see that I can support this mortgage payment. But importantly, you want to go to your CPA or your tax preparer and say, look, can you look at this and tell me if Bob's qualified to buy this? And, right. And that's your best source.
Yeah. It's interesting. I think a lot of people maybe start this process and they don't, you know, they get these offers and they don't even go and they don't do that, right? I mean...
They do. Some people, and again, it's all about education. A good real estate agent, a good lender can educate you on how to make this work. There's a deal that can almost work for anyone. Maybe it's a parent co-signing. Maybe right. It's a parent giving a gift. Those are ways that can make a deal work that typically wouldn't work. And the owner financing is sometimes it's just a good resort. And sometimes by doing it on investment property, not only do you get the interest rate return, but you get rid of the burdens of ownership, the taxes, the insurance, the maintenance, the upkeep. So all of a sudden you've converted a property, a fourplex that has broken toilets, broken air conditions, into sort of an annuity. And at the same time, you're getting some income coming in. And there's also a tax benefit because you can defer some of your capital gains
right.
throughout the mortgage period.
Absolutely. So as you look out at the landscape right now, what are some of the most positive things you see and get excited about, you know, for your business?
So for our business, exciting, you know, very bullish on New Orleans, that we need a vibrant city. We need, it's not just the port, it's not just tourism, but, and it's nice to have a mayor that coming into office who should be able to work with the city council, and that creates some optimism, because as goes New Orleans, so goes Jefferson Parish,
absolutely.
St. Bernard, etc. St. Bernard is lots of things.
We probably don't say that enough, right?
We don't.
Yeah, but it's just, it is a reality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What are the positive things? Again, rates have trickled down. There's a pent-up demand. I mean, a lot of young people think they can't afford to buy a house or haven't bought a house, but they can. And parents want to help their kids. Sometimes we've seen even parents, kid goes, find a house, adult child buys a house, and parents will finance it for them at a below market rate, 3%, 4%, 5%. And the only problem with that is if you're financing your kid's house and they don't make the payments, Thanksgiving dinner becomes pretty uncomfortable. So you got to make sure you're lending to your child and doing it in a proper way. Dot the I's, cross the T's, have a formal promissory note, a mortgage prepared by an attorney to make sure it's done right.
Yeah, so that everyone understands that this is a business transaction.
That's right. It can't be mom that, you know, I just have to pay tuition and I can't pay the note this month. No, it's got to be set up on auto debit. And there are even companies out there that will collect the payments for you and send a nasty letter if your kid doesn't pay on time. But it's just another arrow in your quiver, another thing that helps people get into a home.
Right.
Because if I can just say this, we do a lot of succession when people die. And sometimes the only asset that that person had is their home. It's mm-hmm. paid off. It's now an asset. It's a legacy that they can lead to their kids, whether it's through selling it in cash or through the home. But that's it. They might have a 20-year-old car and some old furniture, but they have that asset that after 30 years, they established equity in there.
Absolutely. And, you know, my parents' generation, that was always their goal, to pay off the house.
Yep.
You know, they thought about it a hell of a lot more than I think about it, right?
That's very true. Absolutely true.
It's kind of funny. But, Bob, thank you so much for joining us. Bob Bergeron, the president and principal of Crescent Title. We really appreciate the time.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm in the inside.
Thanks. Always good listening to you and always good to be here. So
thank you, sir,
so much.
And have a great weekend. We'll be right back, folks. We'll visit with Guy Williams when we return. 504-260-1870 on the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Guy Williams, President and CEO of Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. And he headed up a panel discussion today on, or he will be, on how AI is impacting the real estate industry. This is incredibly exciting news as to what's going on. And thank you so much for inviting us today. And thank you so much for hosting this symposium this year. I got to meet a lot of old friends that I hadn't seen in the real estate business. So it's been a great opportunity.
Well, very glad to have you here. And it was a big attraction to all the attendees when they heard you were going to be here and also give a speech.
I don't know about that. We'll see. We shall see. So let's start big picture. So, you know, there's a lot of chatter about AI. There's a lot of misunderstanding about AI. Where do you see AI playing a role in real estate?
AI is going to be big in real estate because a lot of the things we do in real estate are very detail-oriented, and AI is well-designed to work through problems. I was looking at some of the search engines, and I asked questions like, how long would it take to do a title search with digitized records? 2.5 minutes.
Oh, wow.
An appraisal, 58 seconds.
Oh, geez.
So you think about speeding things up. Yeah. You want to close in 10 minutes?
Yeah.
We're ready. We've got it. So AI can weed through big data and give you information super fast. The other one that's always a big challenge is building permits. I said, if the permit process was loaded into AI, how long would it take to issue a permit? 2.5 minutes.
Wow.
So building permit, you know, you submit 2.5 minutes later. So we in Louisiana, I think, will adapt this. We're building one of the biggest data centers up near Monroe. But other states, Texas, Virginia, Utah, are beginning to experiment with AI in real estate. Once sort of the dam burst, then everybody has to follow, because otherwise you're embarrassed. And you know, Louisiana, for a change, as we talked about Monday, is one of the growing states. We want to stay on the leading edge. So I'm optimistic that we'll adopt AI and make our real estate business much more efficient.
How is it going to impact your industry? Now, you're an integral part, obviously, of real estate and real estate transactions, right?
Yeah, it should speed up analysis. One of the challenges is people want to know yes or no. You know, can I get this loan or not? And we want to tell them yes or no. Well, AI can do a lot of the grunt work before the final decision. So when they when AI analyzes the cash flow and does that super fast, then the human being that makes the ultimate decision is ready and can make a proper decision with good info. So we're very optimistic. We're already beginning to use it at work. We use it to write some code. It'll write computer code. It won't write perfect code, but it'll get you 80% of the way there. And so then you finish it.
Yeah. And I've heard you say this before, that you believe that that's going to create more capacity for more personalized service that relative to your customers.
It will, because if you're not doing the grunt work where you're just having to dig through spreadsheets, then you can actually interact with people. And that's what folks are looking for, is they're looking for advice, they're looking for somebody that actually cares, that's willing to take time, understand their needs. And this, when you're not doing the grunt work, you're freed up to do that.
And I guess, you know, you're creating this personal comfort, and the only way you do that is by human interaction. AI is not going to do that for you, right?
Well, if you think about it, during the Zoom era with COVID,
yeah.
Did you make any new friends on Zoom?
No.
No, of course not.
I hate Zoom.
I do, too. I want to do like what we're doing right now, where you're looking at a person,
exactly.
You're talking, you socialize, you get a drink, you get a meal together, you go for a walk. You know, we're hardwired for human interaction. AI will take the grunt work away and give you more time to actually deal with people.
So how do you look at risk assessment, risk mitigation of AI? Because there are pitfalls to AI, right?
Oh, they're giant pitfalls. AI is dangerous, and it's also very potentially helpful. And a simple example is fire.
Yeah.
You know, go back to Greek mythology, fire came down to earth. Okay, it's wonderful, but it's also dangerous. AI is dangerous because you can create your own world.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had horrible cases where paranoid people will have an AI chatbot that they're talking to, and that it's designed to make you think that you're right. So it's like, okay, you know, guy, your judgment's good, your instincts are good. And there was a horrible case. Paranoid individual said, I'm worried about my grandmother. Well, the AI thing picks up, okay, worried about her health, worried. So, well, you know, your instincts are good. You got to trust your judgment. He killed his grandmother. He wasn't worried about his health. He was afraid of, but the AI didn't know that. And so here he commits a horrible crime. Now, did AI cause him to do it? No. Would he have done it without that prompt? Who knows? Maybe not. But paranoid people can get into a web, and then AI will feed you whatever you believe. You know, if you believe with absolute sincerity the Saints are going to turn the season around this Sunday and we're going to get to the Super Bowl, it'll feed you all the positive commentary on why Greg Rattler is going to be the MVP, why life is good, the offensive line is great, and we're going to win. If you believe the opposite, it'll feed you the opposite.
Right.
Tell you how terrible the team is, you know, how awful the coach is, how, you know, we don't have a quarterback. AI feeds your bias, whatever your bias is.
Yeah. So in the banking world, security of your data is like top priority.
It is.
Right? Where do you see the AI challenge? Obviously, that's going to increase that concern and that priority.
Yeah, AI is, for data security experts, terrifying, because you can create a deep fake. So I'm looking at Casey, there she is, you know, she's got her red hair, glasses. I can make a fake Casey Wainwright that looks just like her, talks just like her, and you will think that you were talking to Casey, and she will say, oh yeah, you know, the appointment is at 1:30, you know, it's on Jefferson Highway. Or she can say it's at 1:30 downtown, and you're going to believe it because it looks just like her. You're looking at the Zoom. It's her.
Yeah.
It sounds like her. And so for fakes, And, you know, phone verification. Oh, I want to verify this wire. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I want to wire that money to North Korea.
So how much do you think, or have you in your mind or your gut, your intuition, does that minimize or mitigate the potential ROI, the upside benefit to the implementation and utilization of AI?
I think the ROI is in streamlining tasks.
Mm-hmm.
And you have companies, and a Goldman Sachs this week said, look, we're implementing AI, and we will be able to cut a further 5 or 10% from our workforce. Now, they're not concerned about security because they're not a bank. Well, they are a bank, but they're more concerned with their underwriting operations.
And right.
So the ROI is going to be in replacing people and doing things more efficiently. The danger of a data breach is real. And it's interesting, we're seeing a beginning of a move of people saying, you know, I don't want everything electronic. I want some cash in a safety deposit box. I want some Benjamins.
Yeah.
Because, you know, with AI, if somebody breaks in and steals your stuff, it's just gone.
Yeah. So, obviously, you've utilized AI. You said you talked about doing code. In some of the programming that y'all are doing unique to the bank. Are there any other examples of where?
Yeah, we're using it for sort of the first pass of doing spreadsheets where it's just sort of routine grunt work.
Mm-hmm.
And we're
fill in a box.
Yeah, exactly. Put this code, that code, you know,
right.
Compare these 4 years. We use it for summarized meetings.
Oh, cool.
So yeah. You've got a meeting. It's an internal meeting. You record the meeting. Do the meeting notes. You know, a person used to have to do that. AI will do it. You correct the little changes. But now, if you weren't there, you're getting good meeting notes also used to sort inbox. So you get 50 emails, 100. Some people get 200 or 300 a day. What's important? And it'll flag them. You know, these are the most important. This is something. And these 10 are likely to be spam.
You've been in this industry a long time.
Right.
And I sense an excitement level in your voice every time, you know, on Mondays we talk about this AI product. You kind of light up.
Oh, yeah. It's going to change things. You know, new technology is adapted at a certain pace. Computers came on, but it was years before they made much of a difference in efficiency. AI is making an efficiency difference right this minute. And I think, you know,
there's an immediacy to it. It's far greater than,
oh yeah,
the IBM AS400.
Oh yeah, exactly. These changes will occur very quickly. The first, now think about it. We're in 2025. The first AI big data computer was 2016. That's 9 years ago. I mean, this is moving very, very fast. But every time a new technology comes along, the world becomes wealthier.
Yeah.
Standard of living go up. And, you know, a lot of people sometimes get negative. You need to remind them, in the past 100 years, more people globally have come out of poverty than ever in the history of the world. You know, for most of human history, 80, 90% of the people living on the world were poor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and not just a little poor. Poor, and every 2 or 3 years you might have a famine and starve. That's essentially over for most of the world. And that's in the last 100 years. AI could accelerate that, another upward leap in standard of living, maybe not 50 years, maybe 25 years.
You know, when you put it in that context, it kind of broadens your, just you saying that immediately just broadens my view of what the impact of AI could potentially be.
Yeah, it can be very positive.
Wow. It's absolutely incredible. Now, you're going to be talking about AI this afternoon, right? So we look forward to hearing that. And thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
You're very welcome and glad to have you here.
Congratulations on the turnout today. It's been huge.
Oh, you're very welcome. A great program. Excited at the Nomar people for putting this together. And we're just happy to be a partner.
Absolutely. That's Guy Williams, folks, president and CEO of Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, folks. This has been just a great experience. A lot of incredible conversation so far. And joining us now as we begin to wrap up our portion of this year's Forecast Symposium, it's been a day full of insight, strategy, forward thinking about the future of our region's economy and real estate market. And joining me now to help close out the program is Cameron Lombardo, past president of the Commercial Investment Division of Nomar and the incoming 2026 Forecast Symposium Chair. So this will be his gig next year in 2026. I guess congratulations.
Yeah, I guess so, right?
Be careful what you ask for, you may get it.
Right? I'm a glutton for punishment when it comes to this stuff.
So let's start with your thoughts so far. Y'all are halfway through the day. How you feeling?
It's been an amazing event. The turnout has been great. We had a little bit of fog, by the way, on the way in here.
Absolutely.
And we got a little bit nervous because the attendance was a little bit low. But as that fog cleared, people were coming through the doors. This is a great event for networking, along with learning so much education about the real estate market and things that are going on. So people are looking forward to hearing. And I'm really looking forward to the second session.
Yeah, and looking forward. This afternoon, so tell our listening audience what's still to come.
Well, you, by the way, are about to be given that keynote speaker.
Yeah, I'm the clown of the show.
That's right. We've got two more sessions coming up. We've got session four, Where Are We Breaking Ground? This is moderated by Paul Richard, who serves on our committee. The panel brings together development and construction professionals, and they're going to talk about what's actually being built right now in the city and, more importantly, why. They'll dive into the realities of rising costs, financing challenges, permitting hurdles, design adaptations, and how tenant demand and shaping project progress along our region.
Yeah. And I think Guy Williams will be presenting as well this afternoon.
That's
too,
correct.
Right?
Yeah. We have session five before Guy. I'm sorry. Let me back up. That's what I'm looking really forward to is who are the deal makers in the city. We've got four high level peers of mine who are going to be speaking on each asset class. And I think the majority of the people in this room are really looking forward to that.
Absolutely. Sounds great. When you think so, what do you see as the some of the biggest challenges y'all are facing?
Today. The key word is always going to be insurance. Especially down here in the South. We've been thankful not to have a hurricane, knock on wood, and storms have been limited this year. I have seen some deals where insurance has slightly dropped. I don't think it's enough to push the needle on it, but it is encouraging, and I think that there's new the new administration coming in, I think that they're just going to help, you know, alleviate some of that. You know, the financing of deals, we're not that far off. You know, I've seen some deals at 6.5% for some owner-occupied users, and I think that's going to drop over the next 6 months to a year.
Yeah. Now, this year, y'all did something a little different. Y'all broke out these panels in asset classes, right?
Right.
I guess industrial, commercial, home ownership. And what drove that decision? Was it because of some of the unique challenges in each one of the asset classes?
Well, you know, real estate, each asset has its own, you know, unique.
It's its own world.
Yeah, right? It is.
In
and you've got people in this room from every sector of real estate. And if you focus on too much of a macro perspective, it doesn't really give us the education and the ammo. We need to go out there and make an informed decision about real estate. So it's good to have professionals come in and break it down, industrial, multifamily, retail, land, residential. It's just, it gives you that more micro level.
And I guess within each one of those classes, there are these asset classes, these little tidbits, these little nuances of each. Those are the little nuggets, really,
right
at the end, right?
Yeah, right. Like if you're in office, you want to know what's going on in the office market. You know, downtown New Orleans right now, we've got two buildings that might, that, you know, the bank might take them back. And what are they going to do with those office buildings? But we are seeing, you know, other office buildings downtown are doing very well at 80 to 85% vacancy, I mean, occupancy rate. So it really depends. It's not stagnant. It's steady. And then you've got the sectors like retail in Jefferson Parish. It's booming. Like, it's the number one asset class out there. Industrial,
really?
After COVID was, you know, it was at the height of it because we were, you know, needed shipping. We needed warehouse space. And now that we're coming back to a normal level, retail has started to explode.
Yeah, it's interesting when you look at the Veterans Highway corridor. I think the last pieces of undeveloped property there is,
yeah,
now construction on.
That's right. I do a lot of work on airline, by the way, and that's also
coming
along.
And that's been booming. Yeah.
I mean, you've got some of the old buildings that needed to go. They're coming down.
Well,
and
I like
new
to think that I played a small part in that with the tearing down of the, you know, those hotels.
That's right. Yeah. No, we're thankful for that. You've seen a lot of new strip centers popping up, and you know, I'm very high on Jefferson Parish and the retail game.
So. Yeah. Of the different asset classes, which ones you think have the most oomph right now?
It's going to be industrial and retail with the most oomph. Multifamily, I'm seeing deals happen. The insurance really drives that because it's very hard to underwrite those deals. Like I said, I'm seeing a little bit, but not enough to push the needle to make those deals make sense. Office will always be a tough one. I personally have sold many owner-occupied offices, but when you talk about the high-rise towers, that's where there is some concern.
And it's not unique to this area. That's almost
across the country,
right?
It's national, yeah. I mean, because you look at Jefferson Parish, they've got great occupancy rates and, you know, buildings are moving. I think it just depends on what part of the...
Part of it is that there's not much available.
That's right. Yeah.
So that always helps. Where do you think that goes in this country? I mean, I know that people are trying to look at buildings to redevelop, whether it be a hotel. I think 1010 Common is now
They may
have multiple flags that are there. That's an interesting building.
There's going to be a lot of challenges with stuff like that. All the red tape, zoning, you know, planning, getting it past, you know, the governmental boards to make those things happen, and then also.
But it is a priority, right?
Oh, of course.
For local government to get those buildings back into the stream of commerce.
I would say so, yeah. And
yeah.
I think with a new administration coming in, there's excitement around that. And when people are excited in the city, deals happen, things move, and I'm excited for what's coming next year. I'm bullish on an upward trajectory, and I hope most of my peers would agree.
So, next year, this is your gig.
That's right.
So you get to leave your prints on it.
Yeah, well, look.
What are you thinking about?
Well, I've been involved at Nomar and through CID for the last 7-8 years. I love it. I love being involved. The committee is full of some of the greatest individuals there are in real estate. If you're in that room, you care. You want to make a difference. Everybody in there is a doer.
Right.
You know, nobody's sitting in there for the glory. We put on this event. And I think we've done a very good job, and I want to continue what Mignon has done over the past few years. She's amazing. You know, we want to keep bringing in high-level speakers. This is the first year we've had you as a member of the forecast, and I think that speaks for itself. You know, just getting our voice out there, and that's what we want to continue to do, and keep making sure that, you know, the Southeast Louisiana, or Louisiana as a whole, is at the forefront of conversation when it comes to where this country is headed in development.
Absolutely, and there's a huge upside, huge opportunities for us. The reengineering of LED under the governor, that's been huge, and they've been able to bring about transformational change in many respects as to how they construct these deals, find these deals, you know, and then doing the pre-planning on a lot of this as well.
That's right. And I think the energy in Louisiana, the whole energy sector is really what's helping us, and we're seeing a boost in our economy from it. So.
Yeah. So thank you so much for having us today. This has been great. We've really enjoyed it, and good luck to you for the rest of the day and obviously next year as well. Cameron Lombardo, 2026 NOMAR Symposium Chair and the Commercial Investment Division past president.
That's correct.
That's why he's smiling.
Yeah, right. Pass it on to the next guy, right?
Exactly. Right. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us. Folks, you can listen to WWL anytime, anywhere. Get the WWL shows you love. Dave Cohen, Tommy Tucker, myself, Scoot, Sports Talk, plus the local content you crave on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps. And let me make a suggestion. Go back and listen to Tommy Tucker's interview with Garland Robinette today. It was I only had a chance to listen to a few minutes of it. But I've heard from a number of people that they actually really enjoyed it. I was getting some text earlier. I think it's worth your while. I actually had the honor of following in Garland's footsteps at WWL Radio. It's been 8 years already. And he was an icon not only here but at WWL TV as well. Some great conversation held today with Tommy Tucker. Go back and listen to that. And how'd you like to win tickets to the next Saints game when the black and gold take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the Caesars Superdome on October 26th? You can score two premium tickets to the game, plus a pair of VIP tailgate passes from Bullseye Event Group. We're talking open bar with premium liquor, all-you-can-eat buffet from celebrity chef Aaron May, all overlooking Champion Square. Winning is easy. Go to WWL.com/contest and enter. One time, every day, for your chance to win Saints-Buccaneers tickets from Saints Radio and WWL. And do we have Scoot?
Yes.
Scoot's here. What do we have coming up, Scoot?
Listen, coming up, we're going to talk about the money. I mean, where did all the money go with the city? I mean, I'm not like an accountant or anything, but, you know, when the outgoing mayor delivers you this incredible budget, you know, you got to ask questions, and apparently they're not getting answers.
Now, where's the money, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Show me the money.
Show me the money.
All right. Scoot's up next. Stay tuned. Hope you enjoyed today's show. We'll see you in the morning.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.